SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday edition of Moneyline. Donnie Wrightside here. Solo mission. Let's have some fun and get after it here. First, we'll find out where JP is officially going. Four games at 6:40 tonight on the starting block in Major League Baseball. JP said he's going with a side, and I'm actually going to go with a non-public dog tonight. It looks like only 22% of the tickets coming in on this game, and that's for the Baltimore Orioles getting a plus 150 price. JP, did I guess right?
You did not. I'm going with that Phillies game. You mapped it out perfectly before.
Strider struggling, Suarez good. We're taking that dog price, about $1.26.
Phils are hitting too, so yeah, let's do it.
There we go. Let's do it. All right, nice little night here in the city of brotherly love. Also, on the early line this morning, we did our focus on that series between Atlanta and Philadelphia. We'll see what happens, but that does get underway a little bit later on today. Let's get to the phone lines, 844-843-6879. The X-Man is calling up on a Tuesday. We got baseball, we got WNBA, we got a lot of things going on, X-Man. Talk to me here. What do we got?
We give you the two WNBAs first.
Yes.
We got a player prop, Connecticut Sun player Breonna Jones, over 15.5.
Okay.
Going with the Atlanta Dream on the money line.
Mm-hmm.
Going with the Philadelphia Phillies on the money line.
Oh, yeah.
And the L.A. Angels on the money line. Two home dogs.
Ooh, late night. What do we got? Give me the price.
20-1.
Whoa, climbing the ladder tonight. Look at that. Battle of L.A. out tonight. He's going with the Angels. Philadelphia, by the way, Detmers is a sneaky good pitcher tonight, going up against Clayton Kershaw. And the Phillies, hot 6 games in a row. Atlanta, hot 6 games in a row. We got Jones over 15.5 points and also the Dream on the money line. Sounds like a winning bet here for me, X-Man.
Got to come through, man.
Yeah, we're coming through tonight.
Got to come through tonight.
Tomorrow. I expect tomorrow morning early, the X-Man's going to have a Twitter shot set up, banging it. I don't want to see anything tomorrow that's like, hey, we got close again. I think he's closing the deal tonight. I think it's a deal closer tonight at 20-1. That bankrolls the whole week right there. There we go. X-Man in, X-Man out. Plays are on the table. 20-1. I'm into it. I am. You know what else I'm into? I like gambling. X-Man likes gambling. Everybody, all callers like gambling up here. Everybody who calls in's got plays, which is exactly the way we like it. But how about this? The NFL says they might have a little bit of a gambling issue on their hands. Ian Rappaport tweets out on an NFL conference call discussing the league gambling policy and education, and there's 6 key rules that players must follow. You ready for those 6 key rules out here? Get your pen and paper together. Number one, don't bet on the NFL. Seems simple. Number two, don't gamble at your team facility while traveling for a road game or staying at a team hotel. Number three, don't have someone bet for you. Number four, don't share team inside information. Number five, don't enter a sports book during the NFL playing season. Number six, don't play daily fantasy football. And the next segment, it says, more detail on rule number one of don't bet on the NFL. Highlighted, don't ever bet on any NFL game, not even $1. Bullet points, your team's games, another team's games, outcome, points scored, parlay, prop, future bets on the NFL. Highlighted, includes all NFL events, such as the NFL Draft, the Combine, the Pro Bowl, NFL Flag events, and NFL Honors. What is betting on NFL Honors? What's that for, like the Hall of Fame? I don't even know what that is. Now, more detail on rule number two. Don't gamble at work, including from your phone. So what does that mean? From your phone. What, don't get, that just mean like you and the boys? sitting together at a lunch table? Yeah, I got 200 tonight on the Eagles. What do you got? Nah, I got 200 on the Giants. All right, bet. Then it says, don't bet on anything when, with a colon, at your team's facility or stadium, which includes the parking lot, on a team road trip, team plane, bus, car, team hotel, on other team business. In summary, it says, don't bet on anything while at work. Trying to get those feelers out here for the players that don't understand what you can and can't do. But I do like the fact that it says, don't bet on an NFL team game ever, not even a dollar. And then the bullet points are, your team's games, another team's games. I mean, they have to do this, though. The optics are there. And for anybody to come out and say, or even an NFL player, man, I can't even believe this. Why do we allow gambling to be legal in the United States? Well, you make more money because gambling is legal in the United States. Did you see how quickly the NFL went from, we will never bend the knee to sports gambling because of how it could tarnish our reputation, to sports gambling is legal? Oh, my God. Yes. We're going to jump into every bed we possibly can with any sports book, including putting sports books in our own stadiums here to get after it. But you do have to educate your players. Gambling is fairly new here. You got to lay out some of the ground rules. And maybe the most simple ground rule is don't bet. Just don't bet, and you will be fine. Wait to bet to when you retire. You have all the time on your hands, and you can use that to your advantage. We will be right back. It's Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hour number two in full effect, Major League Baseball. Yes, let's hit this card and have some fun today. Get after it. You want to call in? You got any plays for yourself in Major League Baseball that you want to let the people know about? You can do that, 844-843-6879. So, interesting topic from last night, too, which we're going to roll into today as well. Luis Arraez, been on the leadoff position for quite some time now for the Miami Marlins. Hitting 400 now after getting five base hits last night, went 5 for 5. So at the FanDuel Sportsbook, under their season specials market, will Louis... Wow. Oh my goodness. How about this? This is good because I didn't bet this. Saw it this morning and brought it up on a topic that we had for the Marlins with an easy victory yesterday against the Toronto Blue Jays. But here was the market. Will Luis Arraez have a 400 batting average or greater by the All-Star break? He's hitting 400 right now. This morning, the yes was 10 to 1. Do you know what it is now? Just hours later, plus 340. That's pretty impressive. That's a big, big market move out there. And again, I didn't bet it because I don't... If you're asking me honestly, the 10 to 1 price was pretty nice, but I don't know if he's going to be able to hang around 400 for roughly what? 3.5 more weeks to the All-Star break. I know he got 5 hits last night, and he needs to basically go like 2 for 4 every single night. 2 for 3. That's really, really hard to do, but it just goes to show you how tough that is. But also, the betting public taking flyers here on Luis Arraez to get to 400 and keep it there by July the 10th. Now, granted, he can fall back to 395, but you just must be at 400 or higher by July 10th in order to cash in that ticket. Fun bet here. I don't know if I would take it. I didn't take it. It was 10 to 1. Now it's not. Eesh. Oh, well. We'll see what happens with Louis, but certainly sensational season. All right. Pitchers on the card today, dating back 1 month. I actually put it back to May 18th. So roughly a month, May 18th to June the 20th here. Minimum innings pitched of 10 is what you must have to qualify. There were 30 pitchers on the card that qualify for that, so it's perfect. You got 15 games, some starters here, also some guys that actually are going to be openers tonight, which we're going to check in with. Let me just hit the overall starting lineup tonight for Major League Baseball, because I know there's at least one with the Oakland Athletics that will have an opener tonight. Not seeing any other ones as I scroll down here. So it looks like it's just going to be Waldichuk opening up for Luis Medina. And then all the way through the night, no. Doesn't look like we're going to have any openers there. Okay. Best pitcher on the card today based on XFIP minus over the past 30 days, Clayton Kershaw at a 74. Pitcher number two on the card, that's George Kirby at a 77. Pitcher number three on the card, JP's going to like this, Ranger Suarez of the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, when I stop at Ranger Suarez here, it's not because I'm a Phillies fan and want to talk about Ranger Suarez, but there's a reason why I do this, which means I like to take a look at 30-day splits, sometimes 60-day splits, 45-day splits, if it gives me a better picture. But Ranger Suarez's first two starts of the season, first few, I should say, weren't very good at all. Ranger Suarez's last four starts have been elite. So if you're taking a look at the totality of the season for Ranger Suarez, you're like, ooh, I don't know if I trust him or not. But when you get a better picture and better idea, the last four starts, he's been the Ranger Suarez that the Phillies have wanted. So there's one of those case in points where I don't care how you performed, good or bad, in the first parts of April or through April. I want to know how you're pitching right now. If it's good, bad, indifferent, it'll let us know. Reed Detmers actually here, which is interesting that X-Man called up and likes the Angels tonight. You don't usually look at that name, Reed Detmers, and say, hey, this guy's got a legitimate chance to throw a pretty good game, which he does tonight, going up against Clayton Kershaw. So that game, number one versus number six. Now, for most of the season early on, do you know who's at the top of the standings every time you took a look on the day he pitched? That was Spencer Strider of the Atlanta Braves. 1, 2, 3, 4, because he's such a dominating, overpowering strikeout pitcher. That usually lends to success in the XFIP minus market, in the XFIP market, in the Sierra market, right? He's all the way down to 14. Now, granted, his ERA minus is a 142, which is disastrous. But again, his XFIP minus number, which I pay the most attention to, is at a 90. Spencer Strider has an ERA over the past 4 weeks of 6.33. That's terrible. But he can overcome a lot of that because on the card today, he's the leader in the strikeout market. 35% of the batters over the past 30 days, he struck out. That's why he could be so damaging here at the plate. He's just not running right now. Some of those guys in the middling areas, Colin Ray, Ben Lively, Kyle Bradish, Justin Verlander at a 95. So slightly above average, but certainly not Justin Verlander-esque. Now, as we say that, Verlander's going to match up today with Framber Valdez. Framber Valdez is the fifth pitcher in XFIP minus today at an 83. Once again, XFIP minus 100 is the common denominator there in Major League Baseball, or at least the league. So Valdez, the better pitcher technically on the mound due to XFIP minus. If we keep going down that rabbit hole here, DeSclafani, Savali, how about Gerrit Cole? 23rd on the card today. Now, granted, also with Gerrit Cole, he struggled this past month, but he's got a couple starts here back-to-back that have looked pretty good, maybe getting back to the Gerrit Cole of old. But he's the 23rd ranked pitcher in XFIP minus on the card today. It's not a fail-safe measure. It's just something I look at first just to get an idea of what I want to look at in today's handicapping. Kikuchi, he's 25th at a 110 XFIP minus. Do you know the worst pitcher on the card today? Ryne Nelson, a 137 XFIP minus, an ERA over the past 30 days close to 5, a disastrous XFIP, and also the worst Sierra on the card, which is Skill Interactive ERA, which brings into some defense. Yeah, he's the worst. But how about this one? Here's where my eyes are going to focus. And as we hit this card, and we're going to get through every game we can. 28th on the card is Ken Waldichuk, the Oakland Athletics. He's going to open today in that game. He's got a 117 XFIP minus, a high ERA, and a terrible Sierra rating. There's 30 players on the card today that have at least 10 innings pitched over the past month. Waldichuk is 28th. Do you know who Waldichuk is going to give way to for the Oakland Athletics today? That's Luis Medina, 29th on the card out of 30. So a 117 XFIP minus for Waldichuk and a 119 XFIP minus for Luis Medina. We're going to have some RBI action in that game. Now also, we'll take a look if there's a possible team total look that we can give there. So if we start right at the top, a great series in Philadelphia this week, and that's the Braves and the Phillies. Coming into this game, if we're just looking off the top and saying, well, who's the favorite? And it's going to be the Atlanta Braves. At a minus 148 price, the Philadelphia Phillies currently garnering a plus 126. Total in this game is listed at 8.5. And let me just get some updated weather forecast here for Citizens Bank Ballpark in Philadelphia. 74 degrees, not much has changed here in anticipation. Was 9-mile-an-hour winds, now they're up to 10-mile-an-hour winds, but that's from right foul pole to left foul pole. I don't really know how much of a damaging wind that is going to be, but a decent night here in Philadelphia. Strider is going to be on the mound, and as we said, he has had his struggles over the past few starts, but he is a great K performer. Last 30 days exactly, 39% of the batters that have come up to the plate, he has struck out. That's fantastic. On the season, he's over 40%. So he can get up there, and the quickest way to get out of an inning where you get yourself into trouble, don't even let him put the ball in play. Strike him out. ISO power numbers to righties, a little bit high at a 255. So that's maybe where you can get involved. Am I looking for RBI props per se tonight from the Philadelphia Phillies? Not necessarily. Flipping over to Ranger Suarez, who's been really good those past four starts. He does have slightly elevated numbers with ISO power and weighted on base percentage against right-handed batters. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of those batters here in the Atlanta lineup. It's Major League Baseball. It's Tuesday, and this is Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome to Major League Baseball here on a Tuesday afternoon right here on the grid, Sirius XM channel 159. Phone calls, phone lines, they're open, 844-843-6879. As I teased before the break, some bats here that you probably want to take a look at for the Atlanta Braves. I don't know, just about all of them? Not necessarily, because there are some, you know, lefty-righty splits that you have to take a look at. Ranger Suarez, as we said, has been sensational over the past couple starts, which includes dominating left-handed batters. In this lineup today, it looks like we anticipate, we don't have the official lineups out just yet, Matt Olson to be a lefty and Michael Harris II to be a lefty out of the nine hole. Everybody else from that right side, they'll bat. And there is a little bit of a higher xFIP and a higher ISO power number for Ranger Suarez against righties, a 203 ISO with a weighted on base percentage of 398. Now take a look at this lineup all the way through. Ronald Acuna Jr., one of the very best players in baseball, actually the leader right now in the clubhouse for odds at the FanDuel Sportsbook to win the NL MVP. He's got a 396 weighted on base percentage against lefties over the past 30 days, so he'd be a very viable option. But take a look at this. In the two hole, and again, these are just anticipated lineup cards that we have. Ozzie Albies, number three hole hitter. Austin Riley, Travis d'Arnaud in the four hole, and Matt Olson in the five hole. Take a look at this. ISO power numbers for those four batters. Albies at an 059. Austin Riley at a zero. Travis d'Arnaud at a zero. Matt Olson at a zero. So you get Acuna there to get it started, but nobody really checks out after that. However, once you get to that six hole, 7-hole, 8-hole, and 9-hole, things do change up quite a bit there. Take a look at this. Marcell Ozuna, 542, weighted on base percentage. Kevin Pillar, 492 against lefties. Orlando Arcia, 339. Michael Harris II, 398. So it's interesting. Typically, the bottom of your order doesn't bat all that well, but the middle of the order for the Braves might have an issue tonight. So those right-handed props that you probably would give some shots to, obviously Acuna out of the leadoff spot, Marcell Ozuna in that sixth spot. If you trust Kevin Pillar through his 12 at-bats, hammering left-handed pitching, maybe that's a way it could go. Or even Michael Harris II hitting 398 as a weighted on-base percentage over the past 30 days, something to keep an eye on. The best of it for me, probably Acuna and Marcell Ozuna in that game. Let's hit the phone lines here, 844-843-6879. Taylor's calling in from Texas today on Moneyline. What's good, Taylor?
Man, not a whole lot. How are you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, quick story. Went to the pool yesterday in Texas. It was 111.
There you go.
111. So out there sipping on my High Noons, tequila, vodka, seltzer, you know, feeling good about myself. log into the sports book, find out my Giants or underdog. So played that.
Yes.
Wake up a little bit later after burning some sun, drinking a bunch of booze. Wake up, they're down 4-0.
Correct.
Go ahead and put in a little 150 on the live line. Went right back to sleep. Plus 826. Wake up to a walk off home run. There's absolutely no better feeling in the world, especially on those West Coast games that run into bedtime. Waking up the next day, seeing a bet cash, ultimate feeling.
That is a great feeling. And you know what's great about that too, Taylor? Because I'm always in that boat. Since I got to wake up at 4:30 in the morning here, East Coast time, I very rarely see the West Coast games, but I have bets in. No better feeling than rolling over going like, let me see what happened. Oh, my goodness. Because you're right. When I saw that final, that 4-0, I'm like, boy, man, look at that. Cruising along. But a 3-run walk-off blast into, Splash Mountain, basically, there. That's the way to do it. Like, when you just check the account or you see that final score, like, I just did something really good. Yeah, that hits home. That's good stuff, Taylor.
Yeah, it was pretty epic. And it wasn't just like a blooper, RBI.
No,
rocket. That thing went over the wall into
Cubby
the water.
Cove.
Coolest feeling video ever. But appreciate your time, man. Y'all take care.
Awesome. Thanks, Taylor. Thanks for the call. And by the way, he's right about that, too, because if you saw the highlight of that home run from Yastrzemski last night, it was lefty on lefty. And it reminded me like a Barry Bonds moonshot. I mean, it was a rocket. And you know how you know that that ball is launched? Now, granted, it went into McCovey Cove. But whoever runs the, like, when they think the ball is going to be a splashdown bomb, they shoot those like little like air vapor shots off, like almost like smoke evaporating. They were firing that thing midway through that ball, like in the at the height of its apex, landing out there. But yes, I love that feeling. And quite frankly, when you roll over in the morning, sometimes because I'm very superstitious too. I usually go right to like the team page. Like I don't want to see the score right away. I want to like let that slow burn in there. But when you win something, if you figured that maybe you weren't going to win, that's fantastic. Money found sometimes is much better than money won, if that makes sense. Like, oh, I didn't expect that one to certainly cash in. Good stuff there. Let's get back to Major League Baseball. 6:40 p.m. tonight, Detroit and Kansas City. Daniel Lynch is going to be on the mound versus Michael Lorenzen. If we're lining this game up, -154 favorite for the Tigers over the Royals, who struggle to say the least here. But having said that, ISO power numbers for Daniel Lynch, very good against right-handed batters, a 125. Look at the weighted on base percentage, 297. And they have a lineup today. It's going to be all right-handed batters, as we assume, for Detroit. There are some guys in that lineup with extremely high weighted on base percentages here against left-handed pitching. Zach Short, 444. Spencer Torkelson, 399. Andy Ibañez, 485. Matt Vierling, 368. And Miguel Cabrera, through eight at-bats against lefties, a 601. But having said that, you got to have the pitcher be able to give it away. Daniel Lynch has actually been very good over the past 30 days. Only 36 batters he's faced, but he's dominated right-handers. So I don't feel like I'm going to be jumping in on one of the Detroit Tigers tonight. Lorenzen also with good splits as well. 93 batters he's faced over the past 30 days. Take a look at this totality. ISO power numbers, 136. Weighted on base percentage, 222. Only two guys in that lineup today for the Royals positive against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. That's Salvador Perez and Edward Olivares. Not really looking where I'm going in that game one way or another. Let's get down to a battle of a first-place team and a second-place team. That is Tampa Bay and Baltimore. A heavy favorite here for Tampa Bay at a -178 price. You can get a dog here today on those Orioles at a +150, total listed at 7.5. Bradish, he's got good splits. 112 batters he's faced over the past 30 days. Combined, a 114 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 278. Doesn't work. Doesn't work for me. That's a very good lineup today for the Tampa Bay Rays. But again, if I'm taking RBI shots, I want to be able to have a decided advantage. Now, let's take a look at Tyler Glass now. They're a heavy favorite, as we talked about, the Tampa Bay Rays. Last 30 days, which basically is the entire season for Glass now, because he's working his way back from injury, he's really struggled against left-handed batters. A 375 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 469. In the lineup today, the first four batters for the Orioles, All will be lefties. Rutschman's a switch hitter, so is Santander. Both of those guys will be left-handers. Gunnar Henderson has been sensational at leadoff role. A 434 weighted on base percentage. Ryan O'Hearn, 454 against right-handed pitchers here over the past 30 days. If you're taking a look at some right-handed spots again, Glasnow's only faced 15 right-handed batters. He's dominated those. You want to keep it to the lefties here in the lineup. So any one of those first four guys probably would be viable options. Even Aaron Hicks checking in. He's anticipated the bat sixth tonight for those Baltimore Orioles. That's a 262 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 450. So if you're looking for shots, it's not going to come from Tampa Bay for me. It's actually going to come from the underdog Baltimore Orioles. In love with this game? Not necessarily, because you know how sometimes runs can be a little bit tricky to come by down in the Trop, but they would be coming for me by the Baltimore Orioles. Let's take a look at this next game and squeeze it in here before the break. The Marlins and the Blue Jays. Kikuchi's on the mound, one of the guys I love to fade. He's a left-handed pitcher that really struggles against right-handed batters. That's usually terrible here if you're looking for backing a guy like Kikuchi. 91 right-handed batters he's faced in off-the-charts ISO power number of 367. And off the charts, weighted on base percentage of 455. If we're looking on this team, anticipated lineup again tonight, we don't know. Louis Arraez usually bats out of the leadoff hole. He's listed here on third on this card, which is interesting. De La Cruz and Soler back-to-back. Now, granted, Ryan De La Cruz doesn't have great numbers against left-handed pitching, but Kikuchi has been bad against everything righty, and Brian De La Cruz is that. Jorge Soler, the two-hole, you got to take him tonight. 370 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 448 over 31 at-bats over the past month against left-handed pitching. He's got to be on your card tonight. If you take a look at Yuli Gurriel, expected to bat out of the four-hole tonight, he's got a 355 weighted on base percentage. Not a lot of ISO power number, though, at only an 069. Take a look at Nick Fortes tonight, catcher who's probably going to be due up in the seven hole through 23 at bats against left-handed pitching. He has been absolutely stellar with a 318 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 509. Jonathan Day, the center fielder, through 17 at bats in the past month against left-handed pitching, a 200 ISO power number and an elevated weighted on base percentage of 462. Looks like you're gonna have about six positive batters tonight with weighted on base percentage going up against Kikuchi. I do think the Marlins can win this game again. They won easily last night, but some good RBI props, certainly. Jorge Soler has to make your card there. Nick Fortes, by the way, I did take him a little bit earlier. Hopefully he will be in that starting lineup at a plus 215 price to record an RBI tonight. I do think they'll be able to do some damage against Kikuchi down there in Miami. Heck, they scored 11 times last night. The only question is, are the Toronto Blue Jays going to wake up at the plate against Yuri Perez? He's done very well against right-handed batters, and that's what you got to watch out for. That's a big-time looking lineup today. When we come back from the break, let's do a quick preview of that Toronto Blue Jays lineup to see if you're willing to take a swing. It's Moneyline. It's Tuesday. It's Donnie Wrightside, and I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it, talking baseball down in South Beach. Official roster is out tonight. Starting lineup, I should say, for the Marlins. Louis Arraez is batting leadoff tonight, followed by Jorge Soler, Brian De La Cruz, and Yuli Gurriel. So, decent-looking lineup there overall. And Fortes is in the lineup tonight, so good. So we're a go tonight. We'll have some fun. I took Soler and Fortes tonight to get RBIs. If one of those two guys cashes in, that's a pretty good payday there. I think 175 was Soler's price earlier. And again, as I said, Fortes was plus 214. Looking at Toronto Blue Jays lineup tonight, because it is formidable. Perez has been decent here. He's done very well against right-handed pitching, a 281 weighted on base percentage, but he is slightly elevated at a 214 ISO power number to righties. Slightly elevated also as an ISO power number to lefties. Lefties in the lineup tonight, and again, anticipated. I don't see the Toronto Blue Jays starting lineup out just yet. Varsho, Horowitz and Kiermaier here all the way through. But if you're looking from a roster perspective, if you take out Horowitz, who has two at-bats against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, they do have five positive batters in that lineup, starting with George Springer. Bo Bichette has really shown up. The one guy that hasn't shown up yet, though, at least analytically as well, is Vladimir Guerrero Jr., an 097 ISO power number with 102 at-bats versus righties. Come on, man, wake up. Wake up. So more or less, I'm looking more towards the Marlins side tonight, but that lineup does profile well against Perez, but those ISO power numbers being slightly elevated, he has done a very good job with his weighted on base percentages there and a strikeout rate of around 25% through roughly 100 batters. Let's take a look at Seattle and New York, and this is an interesting one here because you're getting a lot of action here on George Kirby. He's down to a minus 102 at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Yankees now minus 116 price. The Yankees, during the morning show here on the early line, they were sitting in that mid-130s range, dropping about 20 cents in time. Again, don't have the official starting lineups just yet here for the New York Yankees, but it looks like Bowers, Stanton, Torres, Rizzo, Donaldson, Bader, McKinney, Trevino, and Volpe. Not a very good-looking lineup overall, to be honest with you. If we're looking at George Kirby, he has struggled, though. ISO power and weighted on-base percentages over the past 30 days, certainly not what they were to start the season. Not a big strikeout guy either. Left-handed batters only 14%. Right-handed batters, though, at 26%. But if we're looking overall, guys that line up here, if you're looking at left-handed batters, which have done the majority of the damage here, just based on the ISO and weighted on-base percentages, Bowers out of the leadoff hole, pretty solid, 293 ISO power number. Anthony Rizzo has been a disaster. Due to bat in the cleanup spot, as we're anticipating, 014 ISO power number, weighted on-base percentage, 189, completely steer clear of him. The other lefty in the lineup that might make some sense is Billy McKinney down around that 7 hole. But if you're looking for RBI props, not a great night overall. Maybe Gleyber Torres, if he does bat in that 3rd hole. He's done well against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, 366 weighted on-base percentage. Josh Donaldson, actually with a 375 ISO and a 335 weighted on-base percentage, but not in love, technically, with that Yankees lineup. From Seattle's perspective, I need left-handed batters here. Why? They're the only guys touching Gerrit Cole over the past 30 days. Through 53 at-bats, he struggled with them. An ISO, close to 300. A weighted on-base percentage, around a 385. Lefties in the lineup tonight, J.P. Crawford, looks like he'll be in there. Jared Kelenic, who doesn't have very good numbers against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. And Mike Ford, who has a 400 ISO power number there. So those might be some RBI shots, but not in love with that game overall, to be honest. If we're taking a look at the Washington Nationals and the St. Louis Cardinals, Jordan Montgomery will be on the mound for this game for the Cardinals as they look to, I believe, win their 4th game in the row, if I'm correct here. They are a favorite here on the road going up against Gore at a minus 148 price and a total of 8.5. The way you get after Montgomery, right-hand side. 293 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 404, which puts you right in the square, right in the crosshairs of Lane Thomas. 41 at-bats against lefties at 325 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 444. Kid's got some power and has been very, very good out of the leadoff spot. That's where I would start there with the Nationals. If we flip it over and take a look here at the St. Louis Cardinals at the plate, boy, they don't profile at all against left-handed pitching. Take a look at this over the past 30 days. They haven't faced very many lefties. Edmund, an 095 ISO. Goldschmidt, 0. Arenado, 071. Contreras, 0. Jordan Walker, 0. Dylan Carlson, 0. Oh, my goodness. That's a disaster tonight. So certainly, we will not be looking at any St. Louis Cardinals factoring in here to any RBI props. I think the best of it in that game would be Washington's leadoff batter, Lane Thomas. Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. I'm going to tell you right now, Pittsburgh Pirates lineup, don't care what it is. Marcus Stroman has been flat out fantastic this season and also in the last 30 days. So completely off the table. Any one of those batters, I'm just not looking at this point. Chicago Cubs batters here going against Johan Oviedo, who actually has some decent splits here over the past 30 days. Not a lot to love in their lineup either. Outside of Christopher Morel, a 373 weighted on base percentage and an ISO of 294. We're not buying anything else there. So I'm not buying or selling here in the Chicago Cubs game to try to make some money. Colorado and Cincinnati. Noah Davis will be on the mound here tonight. The right-hand pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. Doesn't have any statistics over the past 30 days. But on the season, he actually is showing 55 batters. He struggled against lefties. So that's where your target is going to be. Joey Votto yesterday was sensational in the game. Jake Fraley has put up really good numbers as a left-handed batter against righties with a 229 ISO power number. TJ Friedel out of the leadoff hole has put up some nice numbers there. Elly De La Cruz struggling a little bit against lefties on the season, but not against righties. 38 at-bats, a .438 weighted on base percentage. So if I'm trying to line up from the left-hand side tonight, Friedel, Elly De La Cruz, Joey Votto, Jake Fraley, they would land in my clubhouse as legitimate options here. But again, Noah Davis, nothing. So what has he actually done here? Let's see with Noah Davis. Let's take a look at some of his profile here. I'm not all that familiar here with our guy Noah, nor do I even have him coming up on my database. What's going on here? Where are you at, Noah? Let's see. Yeah, I don't see anything coming up here for Noah Davis. So there we go. Finally found him. All right. Let's take a look at what he has here. I'm not even showing anything. Oh, there we go. All right, it's popping up a little bit slower. Thank you for populating for me here. Game log. Yeah, he pitched in April. 3 games, 5 innings, no earned runs, 4 2/3, 1 earned run. And then on April 29th, 2 innings pitched, 7 earned runs. Now let's take a look at what he's been doing in the minor league systems. You can reach down there and get that. Whoa, it hasn't been good, people. Take a look at his last 3 games in the minors. June 6th, 3 innings, 5 earned. June 11th, 4 innings, 6 earned. And then his last game on the 17th, only 2 innings, 1 earned runs. You might have a shot here today. Noah Davis doesn't look like he's ready for prime time today to get back into Major League Baseball. So maybe that's one of those games you just hammer right across the board and say, get after it, Cincinnati Reds. That's an interesting option coming up. Oakland and Cleveland, a game I did definitely wanted to get to today. Starting lineup's not out officially just yet. Actually, they are for the Guardians. Let me see if I can get updated numbers here on them quickly by just hitting the refresh button, because I would like to take a look at this, because I do think there's some legitimate chances. And they don't have it uploaded, but that's okay, because I'm going to tell you exactly with this lineup how I can just eyeball it quickly. Kwan's out of the leadoff hole. 364 against lefties, but primarily you want to take a look at a guy that's been batting very well against lefties and righties. Why is that? Waltichuk's going to open for Oakland, and then Medina's going to come in behind him, a right-handed pitcher. Against lefties in the lineup, Jimenez, Bell, Rosario, Kwan, and Ramirez. Ramirez doesn't have a great weighted on-base percentage, but he has a very good ISO power number against lefties. If you flip that over to right-handed pitching, Jose Ramirez still holds up at 213 ISO and a 390 weighted on base percentage. Josh Naylor also holds up. So you're going up against a situation where it's not a great lineup for the Cleveland Guardians, but you have two really bad pitchers on the mound in Waldichuk handing over to Medina, and do you trust that? Meaning, are you just going to take the Cleveland Guardians through their 8 at-bats that they'll probably get tonight and think they could score about 5 runs? I think they can, even though their numbers don't necessarily, you know, stipulate a big night. That's a bad baseball team they're playing with a bad pitching staff and a not-so-great bullpen for the Athletics. That's something that you're going to want to take into. But I did take Jose Ramirez to get an RBI tonight. By the way, 4 straight games for Jose Ramirez with RBIs. And it's only a +110 price that I got at DraftKings on that. Just goes to show you. Like, we talk about guys like Jorge Soler tonight, +170s. You're only getting a +110 price on Jose Ramirez, and rightfully so. If damage is to be done in this lineup, it's probably going to come from Jose Ramirez. Oakland batters, not all that interested. Savali's been okay. You know, only 20 batters that he's faced through the past 30 days, but his seasonal splits actually are very good. So we're going to lay off there for that Oakland-Cleveland game outside of taking our guy Jose Ramirez. I do think he does some damage. Boston and Minnesota. Cutter Crawford's on the mound tonight. He does have some decent splits, so not really interested in that Minnesota Twins lineup per se. Bailey Ober is going to be on the mound here for the Minnesota Twins. average against righties, above average against lefties. That's a good-looking lineup tonight that he's going to face with the Boston Red Sox. Not really interested all that much. How about this game? Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Verlander on the mound versus Framber Valdez. So looking for Verlander to continue what started yesterday by Max Scherzer, and a dominant performance for him. Not really all that interested in this game because Framber Valdez has been absolutely filthy. Filthy on the season. 102 batters he's faced over the past 30 days, a 109 ISO and a 260 weighted on base percentage. That doesn't give us anything that we want to know there from that game. Arizona-Milwaukee, Ryan Nelson actually has the worst XFIP minus on the card today. He's a right-handed pitcher for the Diamondbacks that gets torched by left-handed batters. Lefties in the lineup tonight, Christian Yelich, a 382 weighted on base percentage. Jesse Winker, who's been really bad, so I'm going to advise him. Rowdy Tellez out of that cleanup spot, 223 out of, looks like what? How many bats we got here? Actually, no, he doesn't look so good now as I change to the 30-day profile. Looks like it's going to be Yelich and just Yelich tonight in that lineup, which is so typical for the Milwaukee Brewers. Colin Ray, he's actually gotten dominated by left-handed batters. Now, here's the fun part about that. What do we love about that Arizona Diamondbacks roster? Chock full of lefties and switch hitters. Perdomo, dominant, 349 weighted on base percentage past 30 days against right-handed pitching as a lefty. Ketel Marte, 372. Corbin Carroll, 538. Sensational stuff. Guys, bring up the rear. Alec Thomas doesn't have any at-bats. He'll be in the lineup tonight as a lefty. And Jake McCarthy's got a 328. You'll probably get some runs there tonight for these Arizona Diamondbacks like you did last night. I think it does make some sense. Texas and Chicago. That is the White Sox. Nathan Eovaldi, yeah, we don't want any smoke there with the Chicago White Sox lineup because Eovaldi has been that dominant. And quite frankly, outside of maybe a left-handed batter or two, which always he seems to be, Corey Seager. There's never not a good time to use Corey Seager, by the way. How about this lefty against right-handed pitching over the past month? A 403 ISO and a 510 weighted on base percentage. That's a 78 at-bat, not 7 or 8 at-bats, 78 at-bats. Great Major League Baseball card tonight. Two more games on deck. San Diego, San Francisco, Dodgers, and Angels. We'll preview them next and get you out of here. And the rest of your Sports Grid programming will be on the way. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ah, final segment. How quickly time flies, specifically on a solo mission today. Had a lot of fun going over Major League Baseball games in tons and droves. Looking forward to it for my Phillies tonight going up against the Atlanta Braves. We'll see how that pans out. But some decent RBI chances tonight for sure that we can get down on here. JP, get in here and let the people know where you're going tonight. What do you got?
Yeah, let's go with the Phillies on the money line tonight.
Yeah, I think it makes some sense here. I do. At Bet365, a couple RBI bets that I placed in as we were going over. Plus 170 on Jorge Soler. Also Nick Fortes at a plus 215 price to get an RBI for the Marlins. And then also for the Guardians, Jose Ramirez at DraftKings at a plus 110 price. I'm going to be firing in much, much more once we get some of these official rosters coming out, which they are concurrently right now. So if you do follow me, at RightsideVP, we'll have much more action. And also, I'm telling you right now, I'm getting very interested in this hits, runs, and RBI market. DraftKings does have it up, which means if we take a look tonight, right, at Jose Ramirez, let me just bring up this market, see if I can find it quickly here at this point. All right. Jose Ramirez tonight in this market is over 1.5 at minus 165. You say, Donnie, what is that? You combine hits, runs, and RBI for the player. If he hits a home run, that's obviously a total of 3. That's one hit, one run, and one RBI. If he gets a double in the gap, that's one hit. If that double in the gap scores a run, that's an RBI. That's 2 that cashes that over 1.5. Now, it's not the same price points a lot of times that we're dealing with when we have RBI props all at plus money. But it's a fascinating market here where You can do a single and an RBI on the same play and cash in that ticket, or you can just hit one home run or put two hits together and have no runs or RBI. It's a fun market. I don't know how to quantify it just yet on what makes the most sense. So right now we're just sticking with RBI props, who have been very kind to us, and I expect them to be kind today as well. Now tomorrow, another solo mission for your boy Donnie Wrightside. A lot of Major League Baseball in the afternoon, so we can have some live betting opportunities with RBI props. You know I'm going to get down on that. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission on Tuesday. We'll see you again tomorrow on Wednesday right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.